Astronomers are seeing the moon in a way they've never seen it before, and you can too. Then again, the pictures they're looking at aren't new at all. A new digital scanning project at Arizona State University is archiving and putting on the web the exposed films of the original Apollo space flights. Mark Robinson is running the project. He's a professor of geological sciences in the School of Earth and Space Exploration, and he says the photos are impressive.
As you get closer and closer to the moon, you see more and more impact craters. But also what you see on the surface are boulders. You see volcanic features. And you can actually see remnants that humans left behind on the moon in the 1970s during the Apollo moon landing.
Chances are the pictures you've seen of the moon, its craggy, stark landscape, are copies of the few of the original Apollo pictures. Or rather, says Robinson, copies of copies of copies.
If you have ever Xeroxed a Xerox, you can see in each generation, you're losing resolution. And that's what happens when, you know, you do that in the photographic process. The same thing happens.
The digital scans that Robinson is directing at Arizona State University are directly from the film shot by the Apollo spacecraft. The software they're using goes beyond even the grain of black and white film. It has more than 16,000 shades of grayscale. Mark Robinson says these images first excited him when he was 10 years old, staying up late in Chattanooga, Tennessee, to watch the first moon landing. A positive side effect of the new pictures, he says, is maybe they'll finally shut up the conspiracy theorists who claim the Apollo missions were faked. Let's call them moon deniers.
The moon landings are really one of the most significant engineering, scientific, and social contributions the United States has made to the world. We landed on the moon. There's no doubt about that. And the pictures that the Apollo astronauts took show that, both on the surface and from orbit. And whatever future data comes down to the moon, you know, that you can't really argue with those people because we did land on the moon.
By the way, Robinson is also the principal investigator for NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter camera, due for launch in October 2008.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.